Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
We are going to go live to the beautiful Triple M studios in sunny downtown Terrigal, where our former Triple M man, Nathan Brown, coach of the Warriors, joins us for a chat. Hello, Brownie.
Hey, Maroon.
Absolutely fantastic. Geez, you've had a good off-season. You've toured Tamworth, and now you're up there on the beautiful sunny coast.
Yeah, mate, I got 2 months in Auckland first, and a quick trip back to Sydney off to Tamworth for a month, and another quick short stay in Sydney for a couple of days where the wife had the whip out making me do the gardens and the lawns and make sure everything was sorted there, and then back to Terrigal today, mate, for at least the next couple of months anyway.
Beautiful. And it's been a big news week, hasn't it, Brownie, in terms of not just the Warriors, but also St George Illawarra being in the headlines, your old club big time as well. What have you made of all the furor around their decision with Israel Folau?
Yeah, when you're not across everything hoops and you don't actually know the ins and outs of things, it's always really, really hard to comment because, as sometimes things happen behind the scenes that we're not really privy to, you know. But I certainly think, you know, if Israel was to play, I'm sure it would have been a great signing if he was going to play for the Dragons. But there's always news in rugby league. It's just hopefully when it's your club, it's good news, hoops. That's what you always hope.
That's it. Well, you got to take the good with the bad, as they say, Brownie. And
100%.
I guess this week in relation to the Warriors, obviously Roger Tuivasa-Sheck and the news that he will move on at the end of the season. How's that been received, and how long had you known about that decision? All those sorts of things.
Well, obviously, I was aware that he was looking at the possibility of going to rugby union for this season, and for whatever reason, that didn't quite work out. And I knew that he was still looking to possibly go across for the following season or next year after playing this season. But I was not across where it was really at until one of your colleagues, Mick Carrianis, come up with the big scoop, you know. So I wasn't quite across it, because I'd always just said to Cameron, George and Sully, if it's going to happen, just tell me so I know what's happening. If it's not happening, well, maybe we're talking about it every week, because it was obviously going to be a bit of a continued story. But the thing with Roger is he's actually taken a fair pay hit to go to rugby union. It's obviously something he's dreamt of. It's not a financial decision. And when you're losing a player of Roger's calibre and you're not losing him to another rugby league club, it sort of makes it feel a little sweeter, if that makes sense. You haven't been, you know, he's not going to a competitor to make the competitor better. He's actually going to do something that's obviously been a long dream. And from a club's point of view, we've got to try and build our club to the stage where, one, we're attractive to bring in, you know, good players, but more importantly, we're a club that's got good young players coming through, so we don't have to obviously go to the player market all the time. So, but now it's great for Rog. He's happy. We know he'll give us a great year this year, so we don't have to really worry about his attitude, because his attitude's first class.
Yeah, that's how you want it to be. Now, the other big yarn coming out of your joint, Brownie, has been your decision to block some of your players from featuring in the All-Stars game. Just talk us through how this went down and why you decided that you want to take this stance.
Yeah, look, I sort of spoke to Cameron George before, you know, in the pre-season over in early in November, because we've got obviously in a bit of a unique situation this year for us hoops where, you know, when pre-season started in November for all the sides that missed the eight last year, all them come together as a club where, for us, due to COVID, we had, you know, half a squad in New Zealand and half a squad in Australia, you know. So for us, we had a lot of new players, you know, that we'd been to the market, which the club had signed. We had a lot of younger players come up out of the junior system at the Warriors. So our squad's had a huge turnover of people and obviously a new coach. So, you know, our first sort of 4 to 6 weeks where you generally have people working together and getting to know each other and build some combinations, that would happen before Christmas. But for us, because of the COVID situation, we were sort of, and I suppose you could say, at a disadvantage to all the other clubs that miss the eight. So, you know, it's a bit of a, I suppose you can look at it as a selfish decision, and I'm happy to cop the heat for it. But just on this occasion, you know, the COVID's affected the Maori All-Stars just like it's affected the rest of the world, you know, and it's not, these decisions aren't always popular, hoops, but for us, you know, we've only got 6 weeks to prepare for the season opener as a sort of first team type of squad. And if you let blokes go to the All-Stars, there's a week and a half gone. If they get an injury, well, there's 2 or 3 weeks. When you've only got 5 or 6 weeks of proper training, it's a lot of time for them to miss. And, you know, I just thought we needed Cody Nikorima and Tohu Harris and blokes who are our more experienced players and all playing such an important role to be with us. If there was any players that had only played a handful of first grade games and not an important position, they were more than able to be selected, as Jermaine Tanua Brown and Josh Carano. They got selected, and they're still young blokes working their way into the club, and you know, for them going and gaining the experience and playing was obviously great. And I also acknowledge that, you know, from the players' point of view, the cultural side of it's very big. You know, I understand all the different cultures coming together and sort of learning more about their heritage is very, very important. But sometimes in rugby league, you got to take the selfish approach, and you got to do what's best for your club sometimes. And that's the way we've done it this year. But on any other given year, you know, we'd never have done it. But the COVID has a different effect in different ways on all of us.
How did the players take it, Brownie? Because as you just touched on there, I imagine, you know, representing the Mary All-Stars, that's not something that comes lightly. I would imagine that players would put that on a similar pedestal to representing your country.
Yeah, that's the great thing with these, you know, with the All-Stars, Tonga, Samoa, you know, the Maori, that's the probably one of the biggest things they all get out of it. You know, where the origin's probably more about the, I suppose, playing and winning, or, you know, playing for Australia is about representing your country and winning, where they're probably more representing their culture and learning, and probably more importantly for some of them, you know, going and doing these things actually learn a lot about their culture, because a lot of them have grown up in Australia, haven't they, and haven't grown up, or some of the Indigenous boys have grown up in the city and haven't been around, you know, the old country folk, you know, where they're singing and dancing and the hunting, and that's a real part of their life, you know, and the Dreamtime story. So for all different cultures, you know, for these players going in, they actually enjoy learning a lot about their cultures. But the players were quite understandable. They would have all loved to have played, but they're understandable that they get paid very, very well to represent the Warriors, and the Warriors on this occasion just took precedence. And as I said to them, you know, next year, more than happy, you know, hopefully we can all have a good year this year as a new coach, new squad, and we get to train with each other before Christmas, and then you go off with everyone's blessing.
See, this is the thing, Brownie. This is the point. You just raised the point. And this is why I sympathise with you and back you with what you've done here, because these players, not just the players at your club, but at all clubs, you're paid very well to play for your club, $500,000-$600,000 to play for whoever. And it wouldn't be the first time we've seen a player get injured and miss the whole season, whether it's in the Charity Shield or the All-Stars or any other of these, for want of a better term, glorified trials. I think moving forward, a lot of coaches are going to do what you've done here.
Yeah, I just think the situation sometimes are a bit different. And as I said, all clubs are different. Like, you know, different people have had a go at me because Craig Bellamy's let Jerome Hughes go and play. But Jerome Hughes has been playing for the Melbourne Storm for 6 years now, and he's got the same coach, and they just won the grand final. So his combination with Cameron Munster and Papenhuyzen are obviously ticking along nicely, you know, where our situation is just such a unique situation, you know, and you know, you want your players playing rep football, and I've never asked players not to represent, you know, England when I was in England, or Origin when I was coaching at St George, had a lot of Origin players, or even my time at Newcastle, we started to have a fair few Origin players. I've always encouraged people to play representative football, because not only is it great for them to work with the other players from other clubs, but it's also great for them to work with other coaches. And as we said before, with the Maori All-Stars and the Indigenous side, you know, the cultural thing is really important for these blokes to know about where they actually come from if they don't know it 100%. So it's just a unique situation for us this time. And as we know, sometimes we just have to make decisions that aren't popular. And, you know, head coach is not a popularity contest all the time. And unfortunately, this time I'll take the heat for that one, but it's certainly in the best interest of our club, you know. And I've got, you know, an owner who's obviously quite ambitious and a chairman, that which is great, you know. So we've got to set some standards early on, and hopefully we can, by having this time together, it enables us to prepare a little bit better, that's all.
Good on you, Brownie. We'll catch up with you in the course of the season, mate. All the best for the New Zealand Warriors.
Thanks, gang. Good to chat, eh?
Good on you, mate. There's Nathan Brown joining us on the summer session here, thanks to Bryden's Lawyers.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.